Interlude 4. Libraries. This is a story of Mestavia. In the early days of the city, the elders decided to build a library at its center. A grand library, a library to attract scholars from around the world, as well as the common everyday reader. The grand library of Mestavia was to be filled with volumes, both ancient and newly written. And so a library was built, a cylindrical tower ascending toward the heavens. On each floor, a different subject: astronomy, philosophy, taxonomy, geometry, and so on and so on and so on. The library became a pinnacle achievement of knowledge and kept its doors open to its borrowers through war, through famine, through occupation. And over the years, as new books came in, new floors were added to the top of the building. But after a century of adding floor upon floor upon floor, the library, once the tallest structure in Mestavia, standing strong and unravaged through the many years of invasion, now swayed in the wind, threatening to topple over at any second. Mestavia's greatest engineers gathered in its grand atrium, knocked their knuckles against the walls, pored over ancient schematics, took inventory of its many volumes, spent 3 days and three nights, and finally they presented the city elders with their stunning and inevitable conclusion. The tower would fall if it acquired just one more volume. And so the librarians gathered and debated with the engineers and the city elders how to avert such a catastrophe. After weeks of arguments, they came up with a solution. They would implore the citizens of Mestavia to each house a volume in their own homes. Each Mestavian would come to the library and borrow a single book. The librarians at the circulation desk would dutifully take down the borrower's address and go to the sprawling, towering card catalog in the library basement and replace the book's entry with the address of its borrower, recording its new location somewhere in the city. The librarians launched the initiative immediately, and in a matter of weeks, the collection of the Grand Library of Mestavia was scattered all across the city into apartments, houses, mansions, tenement houses, shacks, hotels, inns, huts, everywhere. But then a curious thing happened. Without the weight of the volumes to steady it, the library's great tower began to sway even more dangerously. And before anyone could quickly recall the volumes to stabilize it, the library, the centuries-old structure, this grand and towering tribute to knowledge and learning, collapsed in on itself, its stone walls cracking and cascading to the ground in a storm of dust and rubble. And the Grand Library of Mestavia became nothing but a failed idea. But some believe that the card catalog housed deep in the basement of the library survived. And some say the library continued its circulation, with Mestavians journeying deep down underneath the city to find the address of where a particular volume was held. And upon borrowing the book from their neighbor, took out the book's location card from the catalog deep beneath the city, scratched out the old address, and put in theirs. And over the centuries, the Grand Library of Mestavia continued to exist through war, through occupation, through time, through death itself, and has, in fact, become the blood coursing through the veins of the city. But now, centuries later, what circulates through the city? The books themselves? Or just messages from the living to the dead? Assurances that they continue to keep a promise made by their predecessors long ago. To keep the book, to keep the record, to say, I hold this book, I keep this promise. It is here. It is here. It is here.
The City in the City in the City is produced, written, and directed by Matthew Capodicasa. Sound design and original music are by Kate Marvin, mixed by Kate Marvin. Ebony Booth plays Tess and others. Mary Cavett plays Laura and others. Artwork is by Angeline Babcock. Special thanks to Caitlin Baird and Grant Berger. If you're enjoying The City in the City in the City, please subscribe and leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned next week for more The City in the City in the City.